Blog Talk Radio.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, we're testing. How I do it, oh, ain't nothing to it. These gentle thoughts of you makes it all worth going through. You gave me a special kind of feeling, makes it so easy and oh, so pleasing to concentrate on you. To bring appreciation, and I want to thank you for all the love, the secret lies within our minds, the love we share, and the time that binds helps me concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Concentrate on you. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, straight on you. Come by and pick you up and take you out. We had a love call. Yes, we did, girl. And it went something like this. That was our love call, and in the distance I heard you say, welcome to the show, guys, and good morning to you. And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on today's topic. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show right now. And thank you guys for tuning in. I know it's Monday. All Mondays are tough. Not only tough on you and work and all this stuff, but it's tough on everything. It's tough on going back to work. It's tough on, you know, the car's been sitting all weekend maybe. You know, again, it's tough on you going back to work. It's tough on me going back to work. It's tough on me to do a show on Monday morning. I mean, just everything. But we're here. We're rolling. And if you do, I tell people this all the time. If you do Monday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will be fine. Friday, you know, Friday is just a blur. You can go into Friday knowing that you have the weekend for yourself, or you're going into the weekend and you don't have to work the weekend. It makes it just so much better, right? So Friday is all you get in there on Friday, and the day goes by just like that. And that's how it goes. I you know, and I say to people sometimes, I say, life is a game. And if you play the game right, you know, you'll have a great life. You know, I say to myself, I've had a great life because, I mean, right now I'm 51 years old. I'm not rich. Of course, everyone wants to have money. But I don't want to be a stupid rich. You know what I'm saying? I want money. I want to be able to take care of myself, take care of my family, and not have to go to work every day. And if I could do that, if I could have enough money to do that, take care of myself and take care of my family and not have to go to work, then, you know, that would be great. Now, because I don't have a lot of money, okay, I have to go to work. You have to go to work to feed yourself and feed your family. Now, to be able to do that, you have to keep yourself in a mindset where you'll be able to go to work and have a great attitude at work and do your work well, do your job well. And you'll keep that job for as long as that company will keep you around. Or if you have your own business, have a great attitude towards your business, have a great work ethic within your business, and, you know, and do your business right and do right amongst, you know, do right for people, then you'll keep your business from now on, and you'll be able to, you know, that business will take care of you for as long as you want. So if you play the game of life in the right way, you'll have a great life. Now, I didn't grow up with a whole lot of money and all this, but I had the love of my mom, the love of my grandparents, the love of my, you know, sister and brothers, and I got through those early years, right? I had a great high school career or whatever. I went to college. I experienced college and all this stuff. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I am. So anyway, let's get on with the show. All right. Now, today's show, we're going to get into that in just a minute. Let me do the word of the day. And the word of the day is, let's see here. I got to grab it. The word of the day is neo Neoteric, N-E-O-T-E-R-I-C. Neoteric is an adjective, so that means it's a description word. It describes something. And the definition is recent in origin or modern. Okay, modern. Neoteric is modern. Okay, or recent in origin. If you buy a new car or whatever, then you know your car is considered neoteric. I'm sorry, and that means that it's a modern car, modern day car. Now I have a classic car, and I guess that's the opposite of neoteric. I have a classic 1974 Volkswagen Super Beetle convertible. Okay, now let's see. Neoteric is the word of the day, and it means modern. All right, now I know it's football season, and tonight is you're gonna have your hometown, our hometown. You know, some guys are listening from other states. But for our hometown, Atlanta Falcons, on Monday Night Football tonight. The game starts, get this, 6:45 tonight. Game time is 6:45 tonight. So don't go around flapping your gums and stuff thinking that the game doesn't start at 8:30 or so. The game is at 6:45 tonight. It starts on Monday Night Football, and you have a doubleheader. And you're going to go from the Atlanta Falcons versus the Philadelphia Eagles here in town at the Georgia Dome to the West Coast, which has a – I'm not sure what the start time is there, but to the West Coast, and you're going to watch – you're going to see the San Francisco 49ers against the Minnesota Vikings. And I mean, I hate I'm going to miss that because I have to work tonight, but that's going to be two nice games. Now, there were some good games over the weekend, and I'm sure you guys watched them. Now, I'm doing something different this year than I did last year. Last year, I had DirecTV, and DirecTV has the NFL package or whatever, where you can pretty much go to any game in any city and watch that game. Okay, but I've switched my TV stuff, and I have Xfinity now, and I'm watching the Red Zone channel. The Red Zone channel is really, really serious. Now, it doesn't allow you to get up and go and make a drink, have coffee, talk, and blab around and stuff like that. Because if you do, you're going to miss something. And what it is, the Red Zone channel, is it gives you the opportunity to watch every game. Okay? It's every game on that same channel, so you don't have to flip back and forth here and there. Let me see what's going on with the Redskins. Let me see what's going on with the Eagles. Let me see what's going on with the Falcons. You don't have to do that. You can watch this channel. And it goes to every game when they get close to scoring or in the red zone. That's why they call it red zone inside the 20-yard line. When they get close to scoring, they're going to go to that game. Okay? So I'm sure they, in their studio, they have all these TVs going, all these games going, and they're flicking back and forth showing you different games. And at the same time, they have someone in studio saying, okay, when we switch to this channel, we're going to say, okay, you're going to the Tampa Bay game, and Mariota just throwing, you know, Mariota's getting close, and he's throwing another touchdown. Mariota's got four touchdowns, yada, 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 yada. Okay, so they've got the Red Zone channel where you can watch every game and see all the touchdowns. And then at the end of the night, they go back and show you every touchdown from every game. They just run through them. And it's you know, and you'll be able to hang on to each game. You'll be able to see each game and know what's going on in every game around the NFL. And it goes from 1 o'clock till 7 or 8 o'clock till all the games are done until the Sunday night game. All right. And it's done by DraftKings. And so, and they also giving you fantasy, you know, if you're into that fantasy sports, fantasy football thing, they give you who's doing the best and how many points they got that day for what they did. And so it's, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on that Red Zone channel. And that's what I have this year. And it seems to be, I think I'm going to be very happy with that for the year. Now, I can go to a channel, CBS, ABC, or whatever, and be able to watch whatever game they have on. But if I'm not interested in that game, I can go to the Red Zone channel and watch all this stuff. Okay? And that's pretty cool to me. So, anyway, let's get away from that. And but we had a great weekend of sports, of football, and college football on Saturday and pro football on Sunday. And it's just going to get better because this weekend, excuse me, it's going to be, you know, more college football on Saturday, great games on Saturday, and good pro football on Sunday. All right. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and let's talk. Now, today's episode is entitled, "What's Your Favorite Cereal?" What's your favorite cereal? And what's the all-time best-selling breakfast cereal? Now, a lot of people don't know this. What's the all-time best-selling cereal? So I'm going to talk about that as well. But we're going to discuss the best cereal that we grew up on. And what was your least favorite of them all? All right. Now, I'm going to tell you mine. I don't know if you want to call in and tell me yours and what was your least favorite and whatever, or if you even know what's the best-selling breakfast cereal out there. I don't know. So for me, on Saturday mornings, when I'd get up on Saturday mornings, get out of bed, my favorite cereal was Frosted Flakes. That was my favorite cereal. Tony the Tiger, Frosted Flakes. All right? And you remember the commercial. They're great. All right? And then, so that was my favorite cereal. And I used to be where I could pour milk on my cereal and eat it at that moment. Okay? Now, as I've gotten older over the past, 10 years or whatever, now I like to have my cereal where I pour milk over it and let it sit for a few minutes. I like for it to get soft, and then I'll eat it. Okay? I don't know why, but I like it soft now. I don't like it crunchy now. But I still like to put a little sugar on top of the Frosted Flakes. It's frosted already, so it's got the, you know, the sugar. But I still like to put a little sugar even on top of that. And that makes it even better for me. Okay? Now, my least favorite cereal growing up was shredded wheat. Okay? Now, my mom used to buy shredded wheat. She loved shredded wheat. And if you don't know what shredded wheat is, I think they have the mini shredded wheat. Mini frosted shredded wheat now, and these little squares, and they're like they say, shreds of wheat. It's real stringy, but my mom used to love that stuff. She used to eat shredded wheat like it was going out of style, and she'd get a. It used to come in, you know, like palm size bundles, and she'd get it and she'd crunch it up. And crunch it up in a bowl, and then she pour milk over it and then eat it. And I tried it, but I couldn't stand shredded wheat. Now, it may have been some other cereals out there, I'm sure, that I didn't like. But growing up, those were a few cereals that we had at home. And I did not like the shredded wheat. Now, Frosted Flakes was my favorite. And then, you know, I loved Fruit Loops. I tried, you know, Captain Crunch, but Captain Crunch wasn't a biggie to me. I liked it, but it wasn't my favorite. And then Corn Pops. I like Corn Pops. And I also like, you know, like Cocoa Pebbles. And I like the Super Sugar Crisp, Sugar Bear. Can't help getting loose, Super Sugar Crisp. And that's, I like that. I told the guy at work, they look like black eyed peas, right? They look like black eyed peas, but they were little sweet little black eyed peas. But of course, they weren't hard or whatever like black eyed peas, but they looked like little black eyed peas, right? The Super Sugar Crisp. Okay, and so those were my favorite cereals growing up. All right. Do you have a favorite cereal, or what was your favorite cereal growing up? And is it still your favorite cereal? Now, Frosted Flakes is still my favorite cereal. Now, my kids like Apple Jacks. I don't like Apple Jacks. You know, my kids like just the Frosted Flakes, but I don't like the Frosted Flakes. You know, my wife likes she'll eat Raisin Bran. I don't like the Raisin Bran. People at work were talking about the Raisin Bran and the Banana Nut Bran or whatever that was. I couldn't get into that stuff. Probably wouldn't like it today. But you know, there are hundreds of cereals, hundreds of different cereals, and the all-time best-selling breakfast cereal is, let's get a drum roll, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, Tony the Tiger. That's the all-time number one best-selling cereal. Okay, now in recent times they've fallen to number two, and I believe, quote, don't hold me to this, but I believe the number one recent best-selling cereal is the Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay, Honey Nut Cheerios is the recent best-selling cereal, with Frosted Flakes being number two. Now, I looked it up, and out of the 100 best-selling breakfast cereals, now get this, and I never knew this, but did you know that Mr. T has his own cereal? Mr. T has his own cereal. And again, I didn't know, excuse me, that Mr. T had his own cereal. Okay? But Mr. T has his own cereal, had his own cereal, and it was number 65 on the all-time 100 best-selling cereals. Urkel, Steve Urkel, also had his own cereal. Okay, Steve Urkel had his own cereal, and he was number 77 on the all-time best-selling cereal. Now, those are things that I did not know. I had no idea that Mr. T had his own cereal. I don't know what it looked like or whatever. I saw the box. They showed the box and I think Kellogg's made it. And, you know, it had him on the front with his arm up and like this and all this, with all his gold chains on and this and that. And Urkel was something weird too. I saw the front of his box, but it was, you know how he was. He was the goofy kid. He was funny looking, okay? But he was number 77 on the all-time best-selling cereals. And I'd take that, you know, if I was him, I'd take that number 77 on the all-time best-selling cereals, my own cereal. And Mr. T, number 65. And I'm sure they were or still are getting royalties from that cereal. Okay? And that was pretty wild. Now, I have about 3 or 4 minutes left in the show, but again, I know a lot of people were maybe saying, okay, Frank kind of off his rocker today talking about cereal, but that was pretty cool for me. This show was as far as talking about cereal, and it brought back a few memories from when I grew up. As I grew up on Saturday mornings were the best times of my life. And the reason I say that was because, you know, it was a lot of fun. I mean, I wasn't spending money, didn't have money. So I wasn't spending money. I just used to do so many things. I played all kinds of sports when I was growing up, recreation. I played basketball, football, baseball, all that stuff growing up. And I had a great, you know, childhood with my grandfather and my grandmother. We go fishing all the time and do a lot of different stuff. So I had a great childhood. So thinking about those things and talking about cereal kind of brought back a lot of memories for me. Don't know about you, but it did for me. So anyway, I appreciate it, guys. I appreciate you guys listening to the show. I'll see you in about, 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys. Take care. Be safe.